Yo, you know what you're listening to. You listen to that Midnight Hour 215. Right here from Philadelphia, PA. You already know it's your boy, Young Highs. Let's go. Welcome, welcome, and we are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215. Yo, in a couple minutes, I'm going to have a special guest come right up here, talk to y'all, see where the music at, let y'all know he here to make it do what it do. Okay, fuck it. I'm going to spoil it for you. Spaz Black is on his way up here to talk about his new music, to give y'all rap flow, and he gonna make it do what it do, and he gonna answer the Midnight Hour 215 questions. So hopefully he ready to answer these questions and rap to that beat. But until then, let's kick it off with the first song of the day. Let's go. Midnight Hour 215. We are back with Spaz Black.
Am down. It's a whole lot of shit going on. RIP Rich Quick, Royal, Rich Quick Fiber.
Yeah, you know, Rich was one of the people that just inspired everybody in life to do the best thing possible and just make things great again in life. Like, if you had something positive in life, he was always there just to be just to be that angel on your shoulder to give you that strength to keep on moving, even when you got the doubt. But right now, I want to get into questions with Spaz Black.
Right, right.
So, Spaz, what's the type of music that inspire you to do your music and create the certain things that you create?
I don't know. I hate a lot of people, and I hate a lot of their music. I really don't know. I guess my friends' raps, that's about it. That's I'm just going to go off that. The people that I know, their music, their raps.
So it ain't like no old music, no new music?
Nah. Fuck old niggas, fuck new niggas, all that shit. I really don't like anybody. I just like my friends. That's it.
Gang, friends.
I
want to
say that's kind of evil. But, but yeah, it's an everyday thing with hip hop. So, for the new generation, what would you have to say to them of them trying to do music now?
Like, now, when you say a new generation, like, what do you mean?
Like the people, like, the new generation that's trying to get into hip-hop, that's trying to be motivated to create a song or just to be in the industry to say, look, I did this, I did it all on my own, or, you know, I did it with my crew. Like,
and
what?
Fucking, then grind, nigga. Like, hustle from the muscle, man. Even if I don't like your music, for instance, like, I'm not the only person in the world. Like, there's somebody that's gonna like your music. And, you know, you gotta work towards, you know, perfecting your craft. Like, so, you know, you'll feel comfortable just, for instance, just freestyling some shit off, like, the top of your head that you may think is bullshit, but a million other niggas may think it's fire. So, you know, just keep grinding and keep pushing.
Is freestyling one of the things that make, like, hip-hop easier for you? Like, is freestyling, like, one of the things that really just make you better as an artist?
Me in general or me, like, specifically? Like, how do you want to put that? Like, I think freestyling makes any artist better in general. Specifically, I didn't have a choice. Well, not specifically. Personally, I didn't have a choice. My god brother, Trey Diggett,
you know,
forced me to fucking learn how to freestyle. And nigga already told me that if I wasn't able to freestyle going to, like, the gathering and shit, he was fucking snatching my mic. The last thing I want is to be like Mike Still, get my fucking mic snatched. So, yeah, like, freestyling definitely helps as an artist, and it definitely will contribute in making you a better artist. But if, you know, you're not able to do it off the gate, then, I mean, just, you know, keep working with your writtens until you get the comfortability level up and you're able to freestyle shit.
Okay. So, basically, you're telling a new artist, I mean, always freestyle your music, basically. Like, just to get a feel for it, because some artists cannot freestyle worth a shit.
I mean, that's true. I saw a lot of niggas that can't freestyle to save their life. And,
like, I believe if you can freestyle, it should only take you 30 minutes or less
to write.
To write a song or write a verse.
Because you can freestyle it.
Exactly.
If you can freestyle it, you should be able to. But then again, you know, like, it's, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. And when I first started, like, writing, it was hard as hell for me to write. But I could freestyle like a motherfucker. And then, like, I slowed up with freestyle and I was, like, falling off. But it got to the point where I realized, like, okay, if I'm freestyling, I'll just record that shit in my phone right quick. And then I'll hear it and be like, oh, damn, I like that line. All right, well, I'll jot that down for whenever I want to write something and shit like that. And eventually, you know, I then jotted down a 16 of different bars. And then I was like, fuck it, there you go.
Exactly, because the different bars make it easier.
Right.
So what I want to ask you is a Midnight Hour 215 special. If you were stuck on the island for 12 years, the three albums or mixtapes that you would take with you to rock out on that island for 12 years?
The first album is A Tale of the N-Lord. Second album, mixtape, is I'm with the DJ. Third one. Fuck.
The third one could be one of yours. You know, like, it don't gotta be.
I can't listen to my own music. Shit is so weird.
It could be women on this island and they might rock out to your shit.
I know, but I don't like my own voice. Like, the recording. What? Shit is so weird, it's so weird.
Look, man, you gotta rock out to your own shit.
You know, sure. Maybe this new album that I'm working with. You know what I mean?
Maybe a new album. That's the one that definitely be able to put on there and you'd be like, oh, yeah. You know what? I can fuck a bitch to this song. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because I got a few songs that's for everybody, so maybe that.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you know what's mine.
All right, cool.
I'm going to pack on a little Common. Any Common album.
I'm about to say what Common, like.
Mostly the one that got, what's Brown Sugar on there.
Okay.
Whatever that album is, because I'll be forgetting. But that album, I'm a definitely pack either some Wu-Tang, because if a bitch don't love Wu-Tang, she got to get the fuck off my island. And the last one, it's going to be one of my albums. I don't care if I got to mix all my songs up and put it on there. It's going to be one of mine, just because I know I got the turn up song. And I know every word after the song played for a minute, but I know every word. And after I know every word, it's just going to, like, manifest into, we on the island for 12 years. That's the only music you got, so you're going to listen to it. And when we get the fuck off, you better promote me, bitch. That's how it's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
On the island for 12 years, you're going to want to play my music just because you're going to get sick of Common. It's going to be that one CD that's just sitting there. You're going to have to play it. You're gonna have they're gonna have to break down my song. They're gonna have to break it down. But out of everything right now, what's the thing that made you drive to do your new album that's out right now?
Honestly, alright, so I started kicking it with my sister more and shit, and she was like, I should rap. For whatever apparent reason, I decided to listen to her ass. Because everybody else was like, hey, I should release another album or I should release another project. And I kept bullshitting. And that's we got the ball rolling. So, started working on, like, one little project. And started working on my solo drum a little bit. But I got, like, a bunch of, like, tracks that I had in the tuck. And then, like, with the passing of the homies. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, I'm definitely, like, going to release this shit. Like, I'm definitely going to release another project because it has a lot of shit on it. So, just want me to move.
So, what song made you the proudest on your new album that you were just, like, when you heard it, it made you smile and gave you that, like, warm feeling? What's that one song that you, like, you ain't got to rap a verse, but you can just, like, say, like, what song made you, the proudest to be, like, damn, like, this is really me that I did it. Like, what's that one song?
Oh. It's a tie. It's this joint that me and Rich Quick did, and I got Trey Digger on the hook. And it's a tie between that and this joint I got with my one ball, Shinigami. And it was just strictly all otaku anime bars, and so I'm not really sure. Like, it's a tie.
Okay. Well, what's the name of the song? Like,
it's called The New Challenger. I've been sitting on that drum for a minute, yo. Like, but it's so good. Like, it's so fucking good, and it was like one of the original songs that got me into like otaku and like anime rap, and it's good. Like, it's good. Like,
see, y'all heard it from Spaz Black, so it's good. That's the only way he could put like, it's good.
Fucking really good, yo. It's like, really good.
If you listen, I'm telling you, go out, download the album, get the album. If it's on SoundCloud, go listen to SoundCloud, because I know some of y'all try not to go to SoundCloud because so many people. Go to SoundCloud. Listen to the music. Hell,
okay.
Hell, listen to my music. I don't care, old, new, whatever. I'm going to leave you a message. It's going to be something on there that make you think, because I never put out a song, or this guy here, Spaz, he never puts out a song without a. There's a message. You just gotta listen to it, because sometimes bitches might be in your princess. You may never know. You know what I mean? Right. Words from OHM.
That's rough. But I am very Google friendly, so all you have to do is just go to Google and type in Spaz Black, and links will come up from YouTube, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, SoundClick, MixCloud, fucking a bunch of drums. Like, it's there. The music's out there.
Yeah, as long as the music's out there, you know, it's going to make it do what it do. Get you into that number one grind. Get you moving and grooving, because at the end of the day, it's always going to be that number one place that you can hear. Spaz Black, OHM, Trey Digger, the whole Corfu, even your boy yourself, Little Kia, Young Flex, Little Mills, all these type of people, they got the music. You ain't going to hear no Drake. You might hear some old Common. You might hear some old Dirty Bastard. But at the end of the day, we playing that underground music that people just want to move and groove, know every word to, make you feel like you from the 99 to the 2000, make bitches get up, shake they motherfucking ass, do your goddamn thing. And when I mean bitches, I mean ladies. Sometimes I say bitches when I mean ladies. So therefore, don't boycott me, goddammit. I'm just talking. But if Spaz Black was looking for a perfect, not perfect, a woman, what would that be?
Well, first of all, she has to fucking acknowledge, like, the otaku crowd. She doesn't have to be a part of it, but, you know, the recognition is there. I would love someone with a sense of humor. Play video games. Definitely a sense of humor. More than the video games, sense of humor. I have a real fucked up sense of humor. That sense of humor gets me in Facebook jail almost four or five times.
So she got that quick snap back, like, saying, fuck it.
Right. Because I shoot, so she gotta be able to shoot back. And, you know, if she can't shoot back and she just keep getting shot, like, I don't want you, bitch. Like, you gonna keep getting hit up. So, like,
that was brutal.
It's real. You know, my humor, you know, it's dark humor. You know, dark humor, it's like food. You know, not everybody gets it. So,
now, I understand you brung a person up here. You brung your sister with you.
Right.
And she got the same humor you got.
I mean, not completely, but it's there. It's there. She can get with you real quick. Like, you know, I'm a little more fucked up, but she's there. Like, she's going to hell with me. I'll see her.
She looking with her head. She shook her head, yeah, but she looking with her head in her lap, like.
Like, I'll definitely see her in hell. Like, she's not making it to heaven. That's done yet. So,
understandable, man. It's a lot of. I already know. I'm going to hell in a basket full of fucking puppies that just said fuck it.
Full scholarship. I got a full ride to that bitch.
look. Some people say you don't want to go to heaven. You want to go to hell because hell lets you fuck. So, I'll be going, you know, smoking weed. All right. When I do smoke, whenever that is. But yeah. And plus, I believe hell got PlayStation 4. So, yeah.
I'm a fuck with it. As long as hell don't got Reggie, I don't give a fuck.
What if hell only had Reggie?
I can't fuck with Lucifer. I'm like, nah, bro. I got. Take me to the king.
Look the devil dead in his face. You Reggie smoking ass nigga. Like, you mid ass nigga. I can't fuck with
you. I got time for you, bro. It's too hot down here to be smoking some Reggie.
Oh my gosh. I can't fuck with the devil if he's smoking Reggie. Oh my god.
I might make that a fucking song topic. Like, the devil smoking Reggie.
What if the devil smoked Marlboros instead of Newport?
Nigga. Like, oh fuck.
Like, God, oh, God make fuck. These Newport 100. He wants you to be at 100, living your best life. Fuck that shit. Go to hell. Fuck. Go in the basket. Be if with me. Jump with the puppies. Nigga, you're going down. You going night night, bitch. Go down.
Fucking devil smoke Newport. Not Newport's Marlboros. Nigga, like, what, the devil wear lugs too? Oh man, this shit is real. This, yo, guys, this podcast has just turned fucking insane. Now we're going to talk about why the devil wears lugs.
Like, the devil wears lugs. He don't wear no Tims. He can't fuck with Tims. If it fucks up the back of his feet, he's going to have callus. Like, he can't fuck with
them shit. Izod jeans and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't got time for the devil and his shenanigans.
The devil only let everybody wear Payless, but he wearing lugs like they popping. So on that note, we are going to take our first break and move on to the next song of the day. I'ma drop this shit to get you charged up. Lay a nigga down quick if he run up. I know it's all about the money, get the pay. Get it. Ain't no love for these bitches like I'm flavor. You don't got the answer, Sway. I've been through the wire like a nigga Kanye. All I do is win, why you think a nigga play? When they see you making moves, they got a lot of shit to say. Go run into the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch.
Give a fuck.
I'ma get this money, nigga, get rich. Fuck what you niggas talking, I don't give a shit. Same old fight, just a different round. Hook, left hook, I lay that nigga down. No, I don't like the way these niggas get down. Lying, watch a nigga get put in the ground. Got a problem with me, nigga, watch me solve them. They say more money, nigga, more problems. Cause the one to do your first, be your partner. That's why them niggas you be with, you gotta watch them. Killing them, somebody get a doctor. Break them off, yes, I just break them off proper. Break them, must be kidding me, come on, bro. Yeah, they gon' try, but they mad cause they can't stop us. You stopping me, man? Never gon' fucking happen, nigga. I do this shit. I told you, nigga. I left, but I came right back, came in. I'm a menace to you niggas like a nigga Dennis. What you just not done, I already did it. Never be me, you niggas just don't get it. All that hating you be doing, you niggas need to quit it. And the more I make moves, then the more you live it. You niggas mad cause you ain't got it, nigga, just admit it. The only way to make moves is niggas stay committed. I'm just running to the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch.
I'ma get this money,
nigga, get rich. What you niggas talking? What you niggas talking about? Don't give a shit. Cause they be talking, but don't state facts. Nigga, I'ma need the proof like a Carfax. Say she saying all of that. Miss me with that bullshit, nigga. You can stall that. Niggas want it, you can get it, nigga. Take that. Chopper, take that. James Brown, this the big payback. So fast, nigga, man, you fucking with an apex. Nigga, I'm an alpha, boy, you just a beta. On that yellow brick road, on my way to the paper. I'm in a different league, and that league was major. I know you make just hating, but I really don't care. Every time you look around, nigga, I be there. At first, you don't see it, but a nigga everywhere. I'm just running to the money, nigga. I'm just running to the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch.
I don't give a fuck.
I'ma get this money, nigga. Give up what you talking, fucker. What you niggas talking, I don't give a shit.
You can get back smacked to a casket drastic. Catch an ultra combo that'll leave your ass kicked.
We going batshit, about to flip like acrobatics. I got bark and I got bite, nigga, that's mastiff.
And I got the world in my palm. Static shock and black lightning and sighting could bring storm to a calm. Trying to clash with a titan, I'm Aquaman with the trident. But still using these elementals to embed it with lightning.
For your life is what you fighting for. Telekinetic with the weapon I wield, this is not a sword. Eat his heart after I open his chest like a sliding door. Cause now you found the keys like you stumbled on bricks of raw.
And for all you trash cats nowadays, I swear y'all better than who. You're a product of your company, dude. Better your crew. Extract the electric from Ray and make them a regular dude. With the strength of a Kage twice, I'm better refused. Better with who? Dog, you'll be better with death. I'll jam your music group in red and say they're better with meth.
Like ad workouts, little nigga, it's crunch time. I've been hungry, I debo niggas in the lunch line. I'm a hero, but I commit and I stop crime. See these whack ass rappers, they pussy like Cho Chai. Told stories I was young, ain't licensed, that's PennDOT.
Say, Bieber, Destiny.
Hey, man, shoot like gum if you joke like bazooka.
I make the sunset like
fly like the super.
With lines that were shooting,
yeah. Rhymes that were new,
yeah.
Flow that was slowed down in time in the future.
Fly when I win, then I think I'm about to soar again.
Fly like you and I hit you with it.
Sure you can.
When I rhyme, it'll fly like you couldn't copy my style. If you had a shirt, then it's Sachi a bitch, cause he can't even watch me. When I blind how the show's over, call me the Rocky. So you know you can't even stop me.
Yo, 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 shit definition. To the core, I stay real. Raw flames from the brain to your core is what I deal. Still down with the sickness, so you know I stay ill. Disturbed like my words, your mouth, my pain is just a kill. Any MC that tests me to get the skill higher. Who spit their fantasies just to get their crew hyper?
Uh-huh.
So hot that they replay
the ball. Shitty guy, the man is
ever. Turn their so-called to a case of friendly fire. That's true, but when my bars blaze blue, there's not much they can do. They can't mess me on the tune. Why? My crimson driver needs to face the lava of my tunes. I'm talking like a raccoon, they, hey, they need to hide away from the verse. I'm bounced around to have the wheels of fate turned in reverse. Cause when I go berserk, anything can get me snapping. And react like Shoma, all they hear is I'm the equivalent of an infinite on a faulty defense. Pardon my French, believe Shinku Hadouken this. Or be more offensive, very when I rock steady. So my sole question is this, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Check. Yo, I'm the definition of a legend killer. Very vicious, a bastard like me can dog snide all these bitches. My flow is berserk, I got the guts to kill kids. And I'ma treat you like air, cause you ain't gonna live. The iron fist of doom, how you niggas get back. Cause I spit that hot enemy straight off the rack. We got girls that gun sling and bang up your whole team. And leave a ring of blood all over the
place. Go, go, King, go.
Get green blast like Raditz, but you never had hope to test. The Kagemano Jitsu master got you in control, now your ass is rhyming back. Steigo, Ichiban, stay with a tough rhyme. Got so many names like it was a Digimon. The dark with the death, but how you niggas run for cover. Kill a bomb for your moms and one for your lover.
Freestyle ciphers, let's go. The midnight hour 215, that's what we came to do it.
People think I feel guilty here, cause I'm looking wrong and the wolves will find me guilty here. But this is phase two. I don't know what this man, guys, I'd have expected just to see him blaze blue. Hitting like the lotus, my style's hard to copy with dynamic entry from God. It's like
rock.
You should play the role. They say I spit off fire, hitting you with six pass. Kinda like they did, Jirai. Punches hit hard in the tsunami, teaming up with soccer. They challenge me and leave you with the same fate as Gabber. Opposing me is a gamble with skull dice, cause I'll kill you. You shouldn't count me. How about your
poltergeist?
I don't like the look of this. You are like you a guy with death's eyes. I despise so much by the looks of this. I mean, I'm kinda wishing. I mean, you're kinda slipping fan, not my competition. Definitely my composition. I'm far from your average rapper that you grasp. But if I try guns, go try gun. You can say I'm bashed up. I'm tired of hearing other rappers, man, it's getting old. I'm more like the G-Virus, they're more like the Common Cold. So don't get it confused, my flow is abused. I'll show you death 10 times worse what they show in the news. So much for rapping stuff, when I lift that weapon up, I'm on my last blade like the beat me fighting Setsuna. So you know what name, why I throw down this Afro vs. Samurai Jack, it's not a showdown.
Welcome, welcome, and we are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215, the number one place to hear the hottest underground hip-hop and R&B. So we are back right here with the boy Spaz Black. And I just want to ask, where can they find you out on social media?
I am very Google-friendly. All you have to do is just type in Spaz Black, that is SPAZZ BLACK. Right inside of Google, everything will come up. Twitter, Instagram, PlayStation Network, Xbox Live,
now,
Facebook.
Now you said PlayStation Network. Now what are you doing on PlayStation Network?
I mean, I'm playing games.
Now,
what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, some rappers don't do this, so it's just like, what are you doing on PlayStation? Like, are you streaming them, or are you...
Oh, yeah. All right, I understand your question now.
Okay.
I'm sitting there like, what the fuck do you mean? Everybody plays games on PlayStation.
No.
I stream on Twitch. You know, that's my main profession right now. You know, I do rap, and, do hair. don't know. But yeah, Twitch, twitch.tv, SpazBlack215, and you'll catch all of my daily streams. Currently play Dark Souls 3 right now, and I'm helping a lot of people out with that, because everybody always complains it's a hard game. So I'm out here helping people out with that. If you like their content, subscribe to the channel. It helps out a lot. And there you go.
Okay, so what's one of the places that you go to that like hip hop places? Like, what's one of the hip hop places that you go to nowadays? Like, where you know you see a lot of rappers and y'all just get together and y'all just do your thing. What's one of those type places?
The Gathering, man. 40th and Spruce, not Spruce. What's the name? Walnut. Gathering. It's right next door to the movie theater. Can't miss it. Looks like a big ass fucking church or some cult building type shit. Like, it's the longest running hip hop event. Philadelphia. I mean, it's the best. It has B-boys, has rappers, has DJs, graffiti artists, everything, man.
See, I'm not the only person that tell y'all about The Gathering. The Gathering is one of the longest running hip hop events ever. 22 years strong. About to be 23. We going in. We going hard. Man, on the 23rd year, I mean, you already know. The Gathering about to be like Jordan in his prime, baby. 23.
Damn.
You already know. So, where can they get your new album when it drops?
Now, it will definitely be available on Spotify and Apple Music. Before, I was really contemplating on if I wanted to have it on there. I was just going to drop it, you know, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, SoundClick, MixCloud, shit like that. It will also be on those platforms. I'll have a playlist on YouTube for every one of the songs. But it would also be on Spotify, and it would also be on Apple Music. So, that's the thing.
Alright, so y'all heard from your boy Spaz Black where you can get his music. Make sure y'all go check him out, man. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Everything, man. It's all Spaz Black 215. The album drops January 4th of 2019. So, it's a lot of work that I've put into it. It's a lot of emotion that I've had in it. It is a lot of everything that's been going on with my life and how I've been taking on shit, because I have a mental illness and I use a lot of that shit and put it into my music. So,
okay. And the last question I really want to ask you, tell these people, well, this is going to be one more question after this, but tell the people the first time you ever, and I want these people to know, ran into me. Tell these people the first time you ever ran into me.
Damn. Nigga, we've known each other for years. Like, seems like a lifetime. I do not remember the very first time, because we've had so many fucking encounters.
So let's ballpark years. How many years have you think it's been?
Almost 10 years.
So it was 10 years strong in the game that I've been rapping with this man. And y'all already know, it's gonna be the Midnight Hour 215 that I give you one of the illest people to ever spit a bar to get the raps out and make it do what it do. So, on that note, y'all already know, we're on the Midnight Hour 215. And from me to y'all, that's your boy Spaz Black. He here to make it do what it do. And hopefully we'll get a cipher from him later on in the episodes, just for y'all. Cause I know he has to go. I know it's kinda late. And I know y'all wanna move and groove and get into y'all number one grind. So I'ma tell y'all, stay tuned to the Midnight Hour 215 rap ciphers, cause I will be posting Spaz Black ciphers. So, make sure y'all stay tuned, stay well, and Spaz, tell them where you can listen to the hottest underground hip-hop R&B music.
Oh, definitely, man. You can definitely find the hottest stuff, especially indie music, at the Midnight Hour. So, Stay tuned, man. Shit, you know?
Yeah, that was the Midnight Hour 215 right here from Philadelphia, PA. You already know it's your boy Young Highs on the spot interview with your boy Spaz Black. So it's almost that time to get out of here. For me and from y'all, you know, Spaz is leaving the building. He's getting up. But yeah, like I always say, hip-hop is hip-hop. It is what hip-hop do. Hip-hop will always be at its finest at all times. So remember, every last Thursday of the month, it's the gathering, the longest hip-hop event running off Philadelphia. So if you rap, come on out, come up to the Cypher Room, and get interviewed by the Midnight Hour 215. Let people know where we can hear your music, get your music. Man, it's like self-publishing itself. So, on that note, let's kick it off with one more song before we get out of here. Let's go.
My mom didn't raise no hoe, so if these bitches try me, I'm on go. I want all the smoke, I want all the smoke, I want all the smoke, I want all the smoke. These bitches really don't know me, bitch, I'm ballin', feel like Kobe, but they say they really know me. But these bitches really don't know me. I'm doing 80 in the 60, you ain't gang, if you ain't with me. They don't like me, say I'm trippin'. When I push up, these bitches different, yeah. I'm losing my mind, I think I'm going insane, yeah. I gotta grind, gotta take care of my pain, yeah.
Blue faces, now what's happening? I'm talking shit. You better cut and check your niggas for the hell of it. I try to tell you motherfuckers now, gang, gang. Black hoodie gang, niggas ain't the same thing. Cut and check and then I gotta get it like a rest. I rarely got a rocket like the ass on my chest. Superman with Lois Lane, Spider-Man with Mary Jane. Man, we getting money, now what's up? We on the same thing. Get that money, gang, gang. Get that money. About the jack now, we gon' do the thing. Get that money every day, but we never play. Me and Shorty, when we kickin' like we kid and play. You gotta tell me now what's up, it's like, okay. Nigga, what's some type of day? Get that money every day, like we gunnin' runnin'. You like a flash in juggernaut, still gunnin'. I try to tell you what this game of rap never stop. Money bags every day, yeah, it's kinda hot. You never told me now what's up, we have a gang gang. Gang gang, now what's up, we gonna do that thing. Gotta get it to you every day. Never told you motherfucker nigga, but I never play. Get that money, gang, gang. Get that money, gang, gang. Get that money, gang, gang. Gang rapping never stop, like I told you, huh? Get it with the gang, gang. Get it with the gang, gang. Get it with the gang, gang. Get it with the gang, gang.
All right, so that was the Midnight Hour 215. Peace, love, blessings, and all soul to you. So make sure the hip-hop and R&B you doing, leave a message, or just make it do what it do. If you like what you heard, man, leave a comment, leave a voice comment, and make sure y'all go check out the Midnight Hour 215. We are now on Instagram, and we always been on Facebook. So if you don't hear it here, you know you're going to hear it on the book or on the gram. And we are on Spotify, iTunes, iOS, and plenty others. We are Androids and we are on iPhones. So, on that note, have fun. Have a good night. Good morning to most of y'all that are up right now, because this is the Midnight Hour 215 where we make it do what it do. So, we out.
Welcome, welcome, and we are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215. And right here at the Midnight Hour 215, I want to give the next artist a chance to get their song heard on the spot. Right here at the Midnight Hour 215. And later on, we're going to do a freestyle rap cypher. So stay tuned.
I'ma drop this shit to get you charged up. Lay a nigga down quick if he run up. I know it's all about the money, get the pay. Get it. Ain't no love for these bitches like a flavor. You don't got the answer, Sway. I've been through the wire like a nigga Kanye. All I do is win, why you think a nigga play? When they see you making moves, they got a lot of shit to say. Go run into the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch. Give a fuck. I'ma get this money, nigga, get rich. Fuck what you niggas talking, don't give a shit. Same old fight, just a different round. Hook, left hook, I lay that nigga down. No, I don't like the way these niggas get down. Like it, bro. Now you watch a nigga get put in the ground. Got a problem with me, nigga, watch me solve. They say more money, nigga, more problems. Cause the one to do your first be your partner. That's why them niggas you be with, you gotta watch them. Just killing them, somebody get a doctor. Then I break them off, yes, I just break them off proper. Break them, he must be kidding me, come on. Yeah, they gon' try, but they mad cause they can't stop us. You stopping me, man? It's never gonna fucking happen, nigga. I do this shit. I told you, nigga. I left, but I came right back, can't it? I'm a menace to you niggas like a nigga Dennis. What you just not done, I already did it. Never be me, you niggas just don't get it. All that hating you be doing, you niggas need to quit it. The more I make moves, then the more you live it. You niggas mad cause you ain't got it, nigga, just admit it. The only way to make moves is niggas stay committed. I'm just running to the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch. I'ma get this money, nigga, get it. Rich, you niggas fucker. You niggas talk about, don't give a shit. Yeah. They be talking, but don't state facts. Nigga, I'ma need the proof like a Carfax. Ain't with the he say, she saying all of that. Miss me with that bullshit, nigga, you could stall that. Niggas want it, you can get it, nigga, take that. Chopper, take that James Brown, this the big payback. Pro class, nigga, man, you fucking with an apex. Nigga, I'ma outfuck, boy, you just a beta. On that yellow brick road, on my way to the paper. I'm in a different league, in that league, boy, it's major. I know you may just hating, but I really don't care. Every time you look around, nigga, I'll be there. The first you don't see is but a nigga everywhere. I'm just running to the money, nigga. I'm just running to the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch. I don't give a fuck. I'ma get this money, nigga. Give a racial talk, fuck what you niggas talking. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Welcome, and we are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215. So, one of our daily topics is, if you were stuck on the island for 12 years, what would be the top 3 albums or mixtapes that you would take with you on this island for 12 years? Now, it could be women, it could be men. For you female artists and you male artists out there, you know, don't know your preference. But, nonetheless, what would be the top 3 mixtapes or albums that you would take with you? It could be one of yours. It could be somebody else's. It could be your homeboys. It could just be somebody music that you like listening to. Right here on the Midnight Hour 215. Let's go. So welcome, welcome. We are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215. And I want to tell you, who is this podcast for? I said, who is this podcast for?
this podcast is for that, that friend that takes your lighter, knowing it's yours. Damn, that's a download dirty motherfucker. This podcast is for the chick sitting in a trap house, counting the money, but always biting their fingernails. Damn, you dirty bitch, you. But count your money. Count that money, baby. And number three, the third one, let's go. This podcast is for the big titty woman that can suck their own titties, but listen to trap music all day, every day. That's who this podcast is for. We'll be back. But first, jam out to this song. Let's go.
Sometimes I'm selfish, ooh, yeah. But I thank you. Troubles I don't need us,
no, no.
But I could find in you. You seem to have all the answers,
ooh, yeah.
Unlock and key,
no, 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 no.
I come to you with flowers. You come to me.
So yeah, we're back right here at the Midnight Hour 215, the number one place to listen to the hottest underground hip-hop and R&B. We always make it do what it do. We always get you into that number one grind, set that move, make you move and groove. And I want to remind y'all that we got a double event coming up October 25th. It's the gathering and it's the workshop. So the workshop is from 7 to 9, beginners. Man, if you want to learn that b-boy, that pop lock, in order just a couple of dance moves to make you move and groove and show everybody your moves, then you already know where to be. 40th and Walnut, right at the Rotunda building, 4014. That's the building. So we're going to always make it do what it do. And I want to remind y'all that the gathering will be from 9 to 1. The workshop, the box one, the number one guy that can always make it do what it do. He'll be there. Everyone's going to be there because he's doing a workshop from 7 to 9. And he's showing you beginners that's trying to learn how to get y'all stuff in, that it will be going down right after that, right at the gathering. And come show us what you got. It's going to be b-boys, poppers, lockers, rappers, singers. And don't forget, we got the Midnight Hour 215 in the building. Plus, we got the Cypher Room in the building. So we always going to make it do what it do. We always going to get into our number one grind. So, on that note, we are going to move on to the next song. Let's go.
There's one dreading now that I envy you, that my full attention. I got all these phone calls, but I can't get enough of you at all. Call you right back, cause my boyfriend over here wonder why I'm saying that. Arguing with me back and forth like who you coming at. Nigga always try me, but that shit is so high. I'm tired of the same old things. I can't get enough that you are all I need. Baby, you just don't know that I want you right now, and you know how. If you're gonna let me love you all around. Baby, I just want you to know that I give you that you're my big special.
Motherfucker got the juice. I don't guess I'm money by when I
make my money moves. I got $1 million worth of game. Watch me drop jewels. You know the kid been that nigga and my bitch been the truth. Now I'm feeling like Bishop, motherfucker, got the juice. I don't dance, I'm money by when I make my money moves. I got $1 million worth of game. Watch me drop jewels.
Welcome, welcome, and we are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215, the number one place to listen to the hottest underground hip-hop and R&B. Hopefully, y'all like them songs that y'all have listened to, got y'all moving and grooving, like Willie P, The Barber, Baby Girl. Those are the type of people that listen to the Midnight Hour 215, rock out with the Midnight Hour 215, and always send us in their new music just because it's the hottest place just to get your music played, get you talked about, get your interview on, and we always, and I mean always, dedicate the music to the people that don't want to hear the same artist over and over again, that don't want to hear that crazy shit all the time. So we always make it do what it do. So now we're going to move on to the next song, and maybe, like I said, maybe get into our rap cipher. So let's go. And that was the end of the Midnight Hour 215. That was part one. So hopefully y'all can love it and never hate it. And understand if you got that hot music and you can make it do what it do, send it to us at the Midnight Hour 215. And don't forget, tomorrow will be the gathering. All right? That's what this post, that's what this podcast is about right now. It's about box one, making it do what it do, and the gathering, the longest hip-hop event running in Philadelphia. So if you're in Philly, Jersey, Camden, Chester, and you love hip-hop, I don't mean that hip-hop now. I mean you love it like it's a part of your soul, and you truly love hip-hop, make sure y'all come on out, have fun, and turn up. And make sure y'all go check out the Midnight Hour 215 Instagram at the Midnight Hour 215. And y'all see the logo. And make sure y'all come and check us out. And we update you on every event. And don't forget, we do got the Cypher Room, where rappers and singers get it in. and just freestyle until you can't freestyle no more. And trust me, the Midnight Hour 215 will be in there. That will be the Midnight Hour 215 rap cipher up in the cipher room at the gathering. So, gang gang, have fun. Enjoy your day. Peace, love, unity. Highs out.